DJ-friendly intro design for smoky late-night moods, intermediate level, drum and bass in Ableton Live. Let's build an intro that a DJ will actually love mixing but that still feels like you. Dark, spacious, late-night, and intentional. Here's the mindset. A DJ-friendly intro is functional first. It has to be easy to beat match, easy to EQ, and easy to predict in phrases. Mood comes next, but it can't sabotage the blend. So we're going to design a 32-bar intro that's structured, low-end disciplined, and filled with subtle smoke details. As we go, think in three stages. Bars 1 to 16. Minimal rhythm and atmosphere. No heavy sub yet. Bars 17 to 24. More groove clues, ghost hits, tops, and tiny bass hints. Bars 25 to 32. Tension, risers, fills, and a clear runway into the drop. Open Ableton Live and switch to arrangement view. First, session prep. Set your tempo somewhere in the DNB pocket, 170 to 176. I'm going to choose 174 BPM. Now make phrase structure obvious. Drop locators every 8 bars. Bar 1, bar 9, bar 17, bar 25, and bar 33. This is your roadmap. A lot of DJ mixing is basically energy management by counting, and these landmarks make your intro feel legible in a booth, even when someone's half-deaf from the monitors. Quick workflow tip. Color code groups or tracks now. Something like Atmos, drums, FX, and bass tees. When you're zoomed out, you want to read your intro like a timeline, not like a mystery novel. Step 1. Build the atmosphere bed. This is the smoke. It should be wide, moody, and not loud. And importantly, it should not chew up the sub-region, because that's where the outgoing track is probably living. Create a track called Atmos. You can do this with a texture loop, or keep it stock with a synth-like wave-eatable or analog. Either way, we're shaping it similarly. Add EQ8 first. High-pass it pretty hard, 24 dB per octave, somewhere between 120 and 200 Hz. Choose the cutoff by ear. The rule is, if your Atmos makes the low end feel busy while the drums are still minimal, it's too low. Then check for harshness. If it pokes in that brittle zone, dip a couple dB around 2 to 4kHz. We're going for late night, not bright and glossy. Next, add hybrid reverb. Use a hall or room style, but keep it moody. Turn shimmer off if it's getting shiny. Try a decay of 4 to 8 seconds, pre-delay around 20 to 40 milliseconds, and dry/wet around 15 to 30%. Remember, long reverb can sound huge in headphones and then turn to mush in a club. So keep the reverb dark and controlled. Now add auto filter after the reverb. Set it to a low pass around 6 to 10kHz. This is your blanket over the top end. Map the cutoff to a macro if you like, because we're going to automate it slowly. Add utility last. Set width to something like 120 to 160% for that spacious haze. Then turn bass mono on, around 120 Hz. Arrangement move for bars 1 to 16. Start darker and slowly open the filter a little bit over those 16 bars. Not a huge sweep, just enough to feel like the room is revealing itself. And if you want subtle motion, add a very gentle auto pan. Super slow rate, like 0.07 to 0.15 Hz, low amount. You want drift, not wobble. Coach note here, designed for the DJ's EQ, not for your master. A DJ might have their low EQ down while they blend your intro. So test it. Temporarily put an EQ8 on your master and cut everything below 120 Hz. If your intro suddenly feels like nothing is happening, you need more intention in the mid-range. Not more bass, more mid-range identity. Step 2. Create a DJ mix safe drum foundation. Simple but solid. The goal is, within 4 bars, a DJ should be able to catch your timing and trust it. Build a few drum tracks or a small drum group, kick or low punch, snare or clap, hats or shaker, and optional quiet percussion. For bars 1 to 8, go ultra minimal. Start with closed hats on 8th notes, or a sparse shaker pattern. If you bring in a kick, keep it polite. No massive 40 to 60 Hz energy. You're giving the DJ room to blend the outgoing track sub. For bars 9 to 16, introduce the big landmark, a snare or clap on beats 2 and 4. That's the halftime backbeat feel that makes DNB intros immediately readable. Keep it a little filtered or lower in level at first. We're signaling structure, not trying to sound like the drop. On your drum bus group, add EQ8, high pass at 30 to 40 Hz to remove rumble. If it feels boxy, make a small dip around 200 to 400 Hz. Then add drum bus. Keep it restrained. Drive around 2 to 8%. Crunch very low, boom low, or even off early. We're not faking sub in bar 1. Add glue compressor with a gentle setting. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. It's for cohesion, not squashing. Optional saturator with soft clip-on. Just a touch of drive. This can make quiet drums feel present without raising peaks. DJ-friendly rule reminder. The first 8 to 16 bars should be low in sub-energy. If a DJ has to fight your intro's low end to make a blend work, they'll avoid your track, no matter how good the drop is. Step 3. Add jungle-leaning ear candy, but stay subtle. Late-night intros feel alive because of micro details. The trick is making them felt more than heard. Create an FX audio track. Add 2 to 4 one-shots, a reversed cymbal, a snare tail, a filtered impact, maybe a tiny tape stop style effect if it fits. Process it with echo. Set time to eighth or quarter notes. Feedback around 20 to 40%. Filter the echo so it doesn't get boomy or fizzy. High pass around 300 to 600 Hz and low pass around 4 to 8 kHz. Keep dry slash wet modest, like 10 to 25%. Add reverb after 2 to 5 seconds decay, 8 to 18% wet. Then an auto filter you can automate for sweep in moments. Arrangement idea. Place a reversed cymbal into bar 9, so bar 9 feels like a clear chapter change. Then add another subtle hint into bar 16, like a reverse snare or distant crash, like it's whispering that something bigger is coming. Extra coach note, DJs mix with memory and micro cues. Beyond your locators, add tiny tells, a hat opening on the last half bar, a single rim shot, a short moment of filtered silence. These are like signposts in a foggy room. Step 4. Tease the bass without ruining the mix. This is where a lot of producers accidentally destroy DJ usability. Create a bass tease track. The simplest approach is duplicating your main bass and splitting it into sub and mid. The sub stays muted until the drop, or it comes in extremely late and very quiet. The mid bass is what we hear in the intro. On the mid bass, add EQ 8 and high pass steeply, 24 dB per octave, around 90 to 130 Hz. That's your no subble out line. Add saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Saturation helps it speak in the mids at low volume. Add auto filter, keep it low passed early, maybe 1 to 4 kHz, and open it gradually toward 6 to 10 kHz by bar 32. If you have a kick in the intro, add a compressor sidechained from the kick. Ratio 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, fast attack, medium release, just a couple dB of ducking. Even subtle ducking makes the groove feel clearer. Arrangement. Bars 17 to 24, bring the bass tease in as call and response. Two bars with a riff, two bars empty. Or even one bar on, one bar off. You're teaching the listener the language without spoiling the conversation. Bars 25 to 32, increase density. Longer sustains, slightly more notes, slightly brighter filter. Still avoid full sub. If you want a warning shot, you can introduce sub for the last two bars at something like minus 10 dB, but only if you're confident it won't clash in a mix. Now a really useful concept, low-end permission structure. Decide exactly when you allow these three things to enter. 1. Low mid body, around 150 to 300. 2. Kick punch, around 80 to 120. 3. Sub fundamental, 40 to 70. In smoky intros, it often feels best when the low mid body shows up before a true sub. It feels weighty, but still mixable. Step 5. Make the intro mix readable with phrase markers. At bar 9, bar 17, and bar 25, add something that says new section. It can be a filtered crash, a short fill, a hat pattern change, or even a tiny dropout. Silence is a weapon here. A quick eighth note or quarter note dropout right before bar 17 or 25 makes the next phrase feel intentional and bigger without you turning anything up. Some simple fill ideas. At bar 16, a snare flam into a reversed snare, then a tiny eighth note stop, then back in. At bar 24, a tom hit with a delay throw. At bar 32, a pre-drop roll, but keep it not too EDM. DNB tension is usually tighter and more functional. Use automation lanes for the moves that actually matter. Atmos filter opening, a couple of reverb throws, maybe a tiny increase in drum bus drive into section changes. Don't automate 12 things just because you can. Step 6. Build tension into the drop, bars 25 to 32. We'll do a dark riser approach. Noise riser plus a filtered re-swell plus a subtle snare roll. For a quick noise riser, load operator. Set the oscillator to noise, add auto filter, and automate a low pass opening from around 1 kHz up to 10 kHz across the last 8 bars. Add utility and automate gain slightly up toward bar 32. Add a touch of hybrid reverb for space, but keep it controlled. For the serre roll, start with 8 notes, then move to 16ths in the last 2 bars. Light drum bus, and here's the key move. Automate the reverb send upward in the last bar, then cut it to 0 exactly on the drop. That creates a vacuum that makes bar 33 slam. And don't forget the classic pre-drop void. In the last quarter note or half bar, cut most elements. Leave a tiny riser tail. That gap creates perceived impact without loudness. Step 7. DJ proof the whole thing with gain staging and sub discipline. Your intro should be easier to mix than your drop. Keep about -6 dB of headroom on peaks during the intro so you're not smashing the master just to feel excitement. Put utility on your main groups, drums, music, bass. Use it for quick trims. If the intro is too wide, reduce width on the music group to 80 to 120%. Always keep the bass mono. Now do two important checks. First, the DJ EQ test. Put an EQ8 on your master and cut everything below 120 Hz. Does the intro still feel like a vibe? Like a scene? Like it's moving forward? If yes, you're designing for the booth. Second, mono compatibility. Temporarily put utility on your music or Atmos group and set width to 0. If the whole vibe collapses, your width is doing too much heavy lifting. The fix is adding a very quiet mono center texture layer. Something like a noise bed, a vinyl layer, or a mid-range room tone, tucked super low. It's invisible until you need it. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. Don't put full sub in bar 1. It makes blends messy. Don't skip phrase landmarks. If nothing changes every 8 or 16 bars, a DJ loses confidence. Don't drown drums in reverb. Smoky is good, washed transients are not. Don't reveal your best hook too early. Tease, don't headline, and don't automate randomly. Every automation should serve structure, opening, tightening, contrasting. Optional advanced moves if you want to level up. Try a DJ safe fake drop at bar 17, a one beat impact, bring in a filtered version of the groove for 2 bars, then pull it back. It screams this track is structured without stealing the real drop's energy. Or build movement with a rotating percussion grid shift, straight hat in bars 1 to 8, add a quiet offbeat shaker in 9 to 16. Then a tiny 16th tick every other bar in 17 to 24, or choose one rimshot as a signature and evolve only its delay feedback and filter every 8 bars. One note, many spaces, very late night, mini practice assignment if you want to lock this in fast. At 174 BPM, build a 16 bar intro, bars 1 to 8, Atmos bid high passed at 150 Hz, and closed hats only, bars 9 to 16, and snare on 2 and 4. Add one FX sweep into bar 9, and add a mid-bass tease high pass around 110 Hz in call and response. This audio version is shortened for playback.